Okay, so let's go over our sleight of mouth patterns. If you don't have all of them done, that's fine. We'll read the ones that we're done on. But you may want to listen. You may want to listen up to other people so you can see. So you can see and so you can hear how these turned out. So, here's the one that was done by Cynthia and Donna. Okay, the statement was, I have to leave this relationship because it's not working. Okay, here's the meta frame. You just feel that way because you have an unrealistic expectation of this relationship. Good. Reality strategy. How do you know leaving the relationship will make you will make it better for you? Ooh, that's a good one too. Yeah. Model of the world. If both of us are willing to work on this relationship, you may not want to leave. I like it. Apply to self. Why didn't you tell me earlier that you didn't feel it was working? Very good. Change frame size. Good thing you told me now instead of later. Apply to self too. People committed to working on a relationship wouldn't lead the relationship. Very good. Isn't it hierarchy of values? Isn't it more important to commit to the relationship or have faith in the relationship or be loving in the relationship that rather than run away? Ooh, those are good. Yeah, we're going to share everybody's. Consequence, if you leave this relationship, you'll be deported. Yeah, where's the softening frame on that? Okay, intent. My intent was not to end this relationship, but to make it work. Okay, redefine. Redefine on part A, it says, it's not that the relationship isn't working, I just want to leave. Chunk down, leave the relationship, how specifically is it not working? How specifically? Chunk up, who said we ever had a relationship? Counterexample, isn't it possible to stay in a relationship when it's not working? Redefine on effect, it's not that the relationship is not working, it's just that we have different values. Metaphor or analogy. Would a doctor leave a patient if the medicine he prescribed didn't work the first time? Ooh, that's good. Yeah, you guys rock. another outcome. Whether you leave is irrelevant. Your lack of commitment to a relationship is what's important. Very good. Very good. Give him a hand. That was awesome. Well done, ladies. Now, did you want to hold on to this to write anything down, or do you want me to make photocopies of this one? Because I'm going to make photocopies of everybody's. Okay, yeah. Make sure you bring them to me, because I'll... Are you guys all ready?
Yep.
All right. So here is... Here is group number two. This is Deanna and Connie. Okay, so listen up, listen up. Here's the construction. You have to be a good salesperson to succeed in network marketing. Metaframe. Many people believe this on the false notion that income is generated only from an individual's direct sales. Very good. Reality strategy. How would you know if that wasn't true? Model of the world. That's a common misperception of people who have been exposed to companies like Amway. Good. Apply to self. People are selling things to each other each and every day. Very good. That's apply to self on cause. Change frame size. Most of our most successful business partners have had absolutely no sales experience. Very good. Apply to self. And you guys are hitting the patterns right on, which is nice. Apply to self on effect. People buy or need and want more than... People buy on need and want more than on the skills of a salesperson. Very good. Intent. Wouldn't you let someone know about a product or service that would greatly help them regardless of any financial benefit to you? That's a good one, because that puts it in their lap rather than on your lap. It's like, ooh, that's a really good one, actually. Well written. That's intent. So they say you have to be a good salesperson to succeed in network marketing. Are you kidding me? Wouldn't you let somebody know about a product or service that would greatly help them regardless of any financial benefit to you? Because it kind of turns it back on them if it's, yeah. Redefine. I'm not a good salesperson so much as I'm someone who has always been interested in helping others. That's good. That's good on cause. Good one. Good on cause. Redefine cause. Counterexample. There are many good salespeople who are not successful because they're selling something people don't need or want. Good counterexample. Chunk down. To whom do you have to be a good salesperson? Chunk up. Being a good salesperson does not mean success if there's no market for your goods or services. All right. Redefine on effect. Success in network marketing isn't always about sales. Metaphor or analogy. Do you believe people still buy Elvis's CDs because Elvis is a great salesperson? He's dead, and so is Colonel Parker. Yay. Here's hierarchy of values. You guys all rock on this. Hierarchy of values. Do you think it's more important to be caring about others, to be an accomplished salesperson? Or do you think it's more important to be compensated for helping than to be an accomplished salesperson? Or do you think it's more important to be part of people's solutions than to be an accomplished salesperson? Or don't you think, I'm sorry, I read that wrong, because it's better. Don't you think it's more important to be part of people's solutions than to be an accomplished salesperson? That's excellent. Consequence, beliefs like this prevent people from benefiting from a highly successful business structure like network marketing. Good. Another outcome, the real issue isn't about selling, but developing a responsiveness to people's needs. Excellent. Well done, guys. You guys rocked it. Now, do you want me to hold on to that for the copies, or did you want to hold on to it for a little while and then bring it back to me?
We're going to get it back anyway.
Yeah, you're going to get it back anyway. Okay. Are you ready? Did you finish already? Or okay, let's get the... Ananda has the best writing in the group. Okay, here we go. Sleight of mouth patterns. Their statement was, I'm not interested because I don't believe this works. So I'm assuming they're talking about NLP, or they're talking about coaching or therapy or anything, huh? Or even chiropractic, yeah? Anything, yeah? I'm not interested because I don't believe this works. I wouldn't believe it either until I had more... I wouldn't believe it either until I had more information. That's the meta frame. Reality strategy. How do you know it wasn't true? Model of the world. It's working for hundreds of people. It's working for hundreds of people. What do you think they believe? Change frame size. This stuff works so well, it doesn't require your beliefs as long as you apply the principles. That's good. Intent. I'm not interested in your belief or your disbelief. I'm more interested in assisting you to change your life. Chunk down. What don't you believe, specifically? Chunk up. Has there ever been a belief? Let's see. Chunk up. Has there ever been anything that you believed didn't work that did? Good. Metaphor or analogy. I once had a girl in my swimming class who swore she wasn't going to swim. She ended up being the best swimmer in the class. Oh, I like that one. That's very good. A consequence. Beliefs like that keep people stuck where they are. It's good. Hierarchy of values. Isn't the possibility of this working more important than your disbelief? That one smokes. That's good. Another outcome. If you would set aside your limiting beliefs for a moment, you might find that this works. Good job. Give me a hand. Well done. Sleight of mouth is fun. What I would do is, let's see, fill in the rest of those. There were a couple of them that were blank. Fill those in. Make sure they're legible, and we'll pass them out and distribute them to everybody so everybody has those. I will use sleight of mouth as part of shaking up somebody's model of the world before doing an intervention, or I'll sometimes use it as part of the entire intervention. This is also what I was paid several thousand dollars a day just coming out of my trainings to go and do various forms of political consulting and so on and so forth with just teaching people sleight of mouth. This was one of the major things that I taught people, so that they could respond on their feet to any type of situation and think circles around objections and responses that they got. This is especially useful in debate. I think that your goal would be, at this point in time, I'm happy if you know the name of the pattern and you're able to put something to it. At the trainer's level, what we would hope that you would be able to do is stand up on stage and be able to reframe things as they come from an audience. You've got to, hey. That's, yeah, so that at that point we're going to be saying, hey, okay, we want you to be able to reframe things as they come from an audience. And even now, I'm still working on my sleight of mouth. I'm working on it all the time, you know. But I do come up with things much faster than I used to. So you'll find that there'll be a natural progression as you advance forward. Okay, let's take a break, and then we'll get into some major intervention stuff. Break time. Ready, go.